Grandstand Press Pass with Francis Leach on ABC Local Radio and on digital radio ABC Grandstand.
Michael Gleeson from The Age and Mark Duffy from The West Australian with us as well. 1-300-222-774 is our number. Tough night for the Magpies last night in the AFL pre-season competition. Given a bit of a touch-up by the Western Bulldogs, who surprised everyone with their form, their run and carry and their exuberance last night. Ben Hart is assistant coach with the Collingwood Football Club, also an LA Crows legend. He joins us here on the Press Pass this afternoon. Ben, welcome to the program.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Just how much of a surprise was that run and carry and the effervescent style of play that the Bulldogs brought to the game last night?
It probably wasn't a great surprise. That was the way they're going to attempt to play. The way we handled it was probably more of a surprise. We weren't quite up for the challenge there. They beat us in contested ball first and foremost, which enabled them then to get their run and carry going. And they were pretty efficient, and we weren't at the top of our game yesterday.
Mark Duffy here in Perth. Obviously, watching it on the TV, the concerning thing for you to come out of it, Levi Greenwood going over on his ankle pretty heavily. What's the update on him?
Yeah, it's a bit of a shame for Levi. It's an ankle, that's just probably as much as I know at the moment. As to the severity, we're not really sure yet, so we'll get that assessed. But it looks like it might be, a week or two at least, and hopefully it's no more than that. He was one who was really up for the fight actually yesterday, and he's had a good pre-season. So it'd be a shame for him, but that's the nature of the game, so hopefully it won't be too long for him.
Ben, Michael Gleeson, you get the sense that, even from what you're saying there, that as much as anything, you made them look good, as good as they did look, that you were sort of probably complicit in that too, that you didn't come for the game.
Yeah, a little bit. To their credit, they were very good at what they were trying to execute, and they managed to win the footy first, and then, as you said, mentioned that, their run and carry was very good. But, not pleasing for us was the fact that we weren't quite up for the fight. I think we were in the game, and we had our hands on the footy, especially early, but they managed to strip us of the ball pretty well, and, you think we have the footy going forward, but then they get a hand in, and, their desperation around the packs was pretty impressive, and it's something for us to model, definitely, going forward.
Got plenty out of some of the younger players, but they're down back, Marley Williams, Adam Oxley and Jackson Ramsey, they were busy, but they were up to it for the most part. So there was signs there that some of the younger players are tuning up for a good season.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Marley, after a poor game the week before, was keen to make amends, and he started really well and continued that through the whole game. Adam Oxley probably spent more time on a wing for us, having a look at him there, and he managed to find the ball. And as you say, Jackson's always going to fight pretty hard for you. Apart from that, there wasn't too many others, to be quite honest. We had a few fighting and looking to try and arrest the momentum that the Dogs had, but we need to certainly step it up if we're going to compete against those type of sides.
Ben, the way you kicked the ball to Travis Cloke and the ability of opposition defences to get numbers back around him and in front of him to basically stymie any attempt he takes at a pack mark, do you need to look at something different to get the ball to your primary target, or do you need other secondary targets to bob up there to make opposition teams less able to just block you like they do?
Yeah, I think it's twofold. I think we certainly need to find some other people to bob up for us, and we've been working pretty hard over the pre-season for that. As you know, you can't rely just on one guy up there. The way we delivered it to Travis, in defence to him, he was trying to move for us, but we didn't kick it very well inside 50 at all. So, there's a couple of things we need to work on. One, we need to probably get Travis up the ground a little bit as well and getting his movement, which we know he has, so he can lose his opposition. But also you need an Elliott and other guys like that to bob up and certainly kick some goals. Jesse White's another one. So it's a work in progress. It's actually been pretty pleasing during the pre-season. But when we come to last weekend or yesterday, it didn't quite work how we wanted. But it's certainly, we think we're on the right track.
Well, Ben, last night you didn't use Corey Galt. He's played the previous couple of games and given you an extra option up there. You also we haven't seen Witts yet this summer. Where's he at? And what? Also, last night you used Billy Elliott was used further up on the ball rather than playing as a forward. Those sorts of things obviously mean that you looked far more cloak-centric. But where are those guys at as far as Witt's coming back in and getting a game? And I think Ben Reid played yesterday as well.
Yeah, both Witt and Reid are certainly getting managed, and they're playing and they're training. They're just both obviously coming off of some injuries. We need to give them time. We don't need to rush them in. And look, they're very close. They both look like they'll play round one, be it VFL or AFL. So that's pleasing for us. Corey Galt, we decided to probably use him more in the second half yesterday. And it depends on how we're going to look. If we've got three tall forward, or if, I think going up to Brisbane, we're probably going to look at playing two, but he's an option for us, definitely. So it's just the matter of finding the right balance for us at the minute. It's going to be pretty slippery, we think, up there in round one against Brisbane. So whether we play three tall or go a bit smaller. Jamie, I think, was more looking at him a little bit more than anything, putting him up around the footy and see what he can do for us there. So, we had some options. We looked at a few things, but it didn't pan out for a good game for us in the end.
Ben, what's the program for the next 14 or so days as you prepare for that opening fixture? I know you'll have a lot of players trying to get another practice game under their belts at VFL level in order to be ready.
Yeah, I think we're playing the Tigers next Thursday in a little match, so there'll be a dozen guys who run around there looking for good match fitness and some form. But other than that, it's really just that preparation for round one. A couple of weeks is nice to have to be able to manage guys who need to be managed, but also get some decent training and get the guys sharp for round one. Because you certainly need the pressure that the Bulldogs brought was certainly what you expect at an AFL level, and it's been good preparation for us to go in. So we'll get the guys right and hopefully get as many as we can available for selection.
Good luck with the season ahead. Thanks for being on the Grandstand Press Pass.
Good on you guys. Thanks for having me.